Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Glad to have you back again. We're episode 20. Well, hey, we did it. We're in the 20s now, and I'm glad you're here. Getting some great listenership around the world for the podcast editing and support show. And I would love to hear from you. Podcastedityandsupport.com. Head over there. There's a SpeakPipe, a little icon you can click and leave me a voice message. Tell me where you're listening. Tell me if you're an editor, if you're a podcast host. I'd love to hear from you and get your voice here on the podcast. And as always, we're always looking for guests. So if you're a podcast editor and you'd love to come on and talk about what you do and who you serve and how you got started in the business of podcast editing and support, I would love to have you here on the podcast editing and support show. It's all in the name, everyone. Podcasteditingandsupport.com. Now, what happens when a relationship between an editor and a podcast host kind of falls apart? It doesn't really work, and there's time for a change. And you have that dreaded conversation when you know that just things aren't going the right way. It kind of reminds me of the Office movie, and this kind of interaction happens as you deal with maybe not meeting expectations. Either way, host, editor, back and forth, and it's time to make a change. Makes me think of this.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
We, as podcast editors, we want to do our best for our hosts. We want to show up. We want to provide the best service possible. But sometimes we don't set it up for success at the beginning. When we first meet with a podcaster, we outline our services and what we do. Sometimes things fall off the track. So I wanted to talk today about how to kind of exit from a bad relationship with a client and how to navigate these difficult conversations at the same time, preserving your reputation and treating each other with humanity, with grace, and not letting it slide into a finger-pointing, angry, escalated conversation. How about we can do this the right way and maybe part ways with a client that's not really working out well for us? And I'm sure you have many stories that come to mind, I do, of bad relationships within your client base and how you have to kind of break up with a bad client. We're going to chat about it here. I've got stories, and I'm sure you do as well. So here are some humane ways to break up with a bad client and learn from the experience to find a better fit. Number one, we got to be transparent and ethical. In our culture, it seems like we avoid confrontation. We avoid the difficult conversations. That whole ghosting thing, right? Where people break up with people over text. People just stop talking to you. People disappear. And you're like, what happened? Whatever happened to that client? Whatever happened? I don't see emails anymore. I don't see any communication. It feels like they just forgot about me. And that can go both ways. Why do we treat each other so unethically in that we just stop talking to them? We're trying to avoid that hard conversation that needs to happen so that we can move forward with our podcast business or our podcast as a host. And I think we need to be transparent about what the reason is, what the rationale is behind the change, whatever it is. Someone in the process is not meeting expectations. And somebody told me a long time ago that no matter your role in this, if someone has a problem with you, to some degree, you are part of the problem. It could simply be that you're in the room. That's it. They don't even know you. They've never spoken to you. You're just there. Have you ever stood in line at a restaurant or at a business and somebody's having a bad day and they turn around and they take it out on you? I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're having a bad day. And I don't know why you're yelling at me. I just happen to be in line, the next person, and they just take it out on you. Look at this guy. He was staring at me. What are you looking at? Right. So that happens, right? You're just in the room. If someone has a problem with you, you, to some degree, are part of the problem. So keep that in mind. How can we treat each other with, to be upfront with them and transparent with them? And how can we come to a reasonable solution that suits both of us, the person offering the service and the person that's looking for service? We need to avoid placing blame and focus on, and we need to be professional throughout the whole process. We need to maintain an ethical standard. Do you have an ethical standard for your business? Do you have a standard of ethics that you operate by? For some people, it might be how they were raised, and that's their standard of ethics. For others, it's what they've studied and learned in school. It's what they see modeled for them in other people's lives. What is your standard of ethics? Do you have you identified those? What is your absolute no-go zone? Where is the room to move back and forth and be adjustable? And what are the things that you are definitely never going to give up on? What are your mainstay beliefs? Could be as simple as treating each other with respect. If there's a lack of respect, that's a sign for you that this relationship has to end. So what is your standard of ethics? Do you have one? Maybe it's time to write that out. Maybe it's time for you to say, everyone on my team will be treated with respect from all clients. And at the moment when someone is not treated with respect, you've seen it. You have seen it out in the world, in the wild. You have seen people lose their mind because they didn't get ice in their drink or their food was cold or I want to talk to your manager. You've seen this. You have felt the awkwardness of someone being belittled by someone who feels quite entitled to tell you how bad you are at your job. What's your standard of ethics? When is it enough to say, okay, we're done here? That's gone beyond what I would say is appropriate in this conversation. So make sure that you're not the one that's pushing the limits, okay? You're not part of the problem, all right? Making it worse. Remember, someone has a problem with you, you, to some degree, are part of the problem. Just remember that. And then number two, we just need to take responsibility. We all make mistakes. We're human beings. There's no way that you can wake up on a Monday morning, roll out of bed, and be awesomely perfect from the moment you step out of bed to the moment you crash back into bed at the end of the day. You are not a perfect person. I'm sorry. You're not. Even with all of your education, all of your experience, everything, you are bound to make mistakes. You're a human being. So when mistakes happen, one of the things that we seem to shrug off is the responsibility for the mistake that we have made. You can repair a relationship. You can repair a client and business relationship simply by taking responsibility for what has happened and the decisions that have been made and the lack of action or the wrong action that's happened between you and your client. So taking responsibility for that, owning it, owning up to what's happened, reduces the anger, reduces the frustration from your client, and could open the door to maybe repairing that relationship. So instead of blaming your client, take responsibility for this decision that's been made or the lack of action that's happened. Take ownership of the decision to end the relationship if it's not going to work. Take responsibility. You're responsible for how this will turn out. Don't let it just fade away. Don't let the conversation just stop. Take responsibility. And then number three, ensure a smooth transition. So when you know that the relationship is over and it is time to move on, you as the service component to helping a podcaster, we need to make sure that we can ensure that smooth transition. So provide your client with any necessary information, any logins, assets, to facilitate a smooth transition. Even go above and beyond and offer to recommend another service provider if you know, even if it's appropriate in that situation. Give every opportunity to make this a great transition. Don't hold back things. Don't hide things. Don't hold information hostage. Don't make it difficult in this relationship. You will be a better person. Your podcast host, even in the moment, might not appreciate it, but they will down the road. And it's better to leave on good terms, as good as possible, because word of mouth is a huge part of your marketing plan. So don't shoot yourself in the foot by doing something that's going to hurt your potential growth of your business by how you treat someone as they exit your business. Okay? Especially if you've been there, the client's been with you for quite a while. There's history there. There's communication, there's conversation that's happened. And I would really encourage you to ensure a smooth transition from working with you to working with someone else. Make it easy for them. It will come back to you. It might not feel like it in the moment. It will come back to you. Number four would be to preserve mutual respect. This whole idea around burning bridges and, cutting off contact and being vindictive and all that, that's not going to help anyone in the process of switching between one provider to the next. We need mutual respect. It needs to come from the podcast host. If you're listening to this, make sure you treat your podcast producer, your editor, your support person with respect. And then vice versa for those that are serving podcasters, we need to be very respectful and make sure that we're treating each other in a great way. Strive to maintain respect and professionalism, even if the relationship has fallen apart and it's not working anymore. Don't burn bridges, and as you never know when your paths might cross again. At a convention, at a meeting, you might see each other from across the room. Are you going to duck and hide? Is that the legacy of your relationship, where you're going to hide under a table so that you don't have to interact with a past client? That doesn't sound healthy to me. There should be mutual respect here. There's a reason why it's not working, and if you can identify that, maybe that'll save you from future clients leaving your process and leaving your business. Maybe there's something there. Again, if someone has a problem with you, you might be part of the problem. Better to know what that is and address it so that you don't have to deal with this on a continuous basis. So preserve mutual respect. And number five is when you communicate through the process with your podcast host, that you communicate clearly. The enemy of communicating clearly is emotions. Being emotionally charged in the moment, angry, disappointed, frustrated, angry at yourself, angry at the client, it can rear up in many different aspects. And in the emotional, heated moment of a conflict, communication can break down and can be less than clear. We need to have an open and honest conversation with the client without muddying the waters about your decision to end the relationship. Explain your reasons in a direct but compassionate manner. You set the stage for the next part of the conversation by how you address what's happening. There could be simple things like, you have been asking for the client's files on a certain deadline and they never meet their deadline, thus causing you to reorganize all of your other clients on a regular basis. And now you're at the point where you might lose another client because of how one client is treating your calendar. And you've communicated many times that I need this by a certain date and time so that I can serve you well. And if that client doesn't meet up to that expectation and continually abuses your calendar and gives you short deadlines and extravagant demands, it's going to have an impact throughout your entire business with all of your other clients. That's a relationship that needs to be addressed or changed because it's going to impact everyone. And that's the last thing you want. And that client needs to understand that they are not the only podcaster in the world, that you do have other clients. And you only have so many hours in your calendar. So that's why we set that up at the beginning with our podcast host saying, this is the due date. This is the agreed upon release date for your podcast. So then I'm going to back up 3 days, 4 days. I need all your client files in our shared drive by this date to meet the deadline of your release. Not an hour before, the night before, the day before. Nope. If you want great quality work, this is the minimum requirement. And if that breaks down, then do everything you can to fix it with your client. But when it comes to the point where there is no way to fix it any longer, before it decimates your business and ruins your relationship with all of your other clients, it might be time to cut the cord and say, this is it, we're done. We can't do this any further. And we need to communicate clearly why. And then number six is we can even use the opportunity in all of this situation to offer some alternatives. You can demonstrate that you have your client's best interest in mind by offering some alternatives. It doesn't have to get to a point where there's angry emails going back and forth and all of that. It doesn't have to get to that point. You can actually offer some alternatives, if possible, suggest alternative solutions. Like maybe, for going back to my mention of the missing the dates, maybe the client needs to go to a podcast every 2 weeks instead of every week if they're having a hard time meeting their timelines. There could be an answer just in helping them with their calendar. Maybe there's an option for you to help them organize their calendar better, which is an additional service you can offer them. Maybe that's the answer. There could be a really easy answer to solving this relationship problem between client and provider. Just offer some alternatives. Maybe there's other service providers that may be a better fit for this client's needs. You can be the adult in the room and say, listen, it's not working currently the way we have it set up. It could be that when you originally set up your client into your system, you weren't clear on what you need from them. It could be on you that this is where you're at today. So own up to that and offer alternatives to your client to make it easier for them. They're just as frustrated with this situation as you are. Keep that in mind. Offering alternatives might be a great way to maintain relationships, even if the client leaves you for someone else. Wouldn't it be better to still have a great relationship with that client, even if they're not working with you any longer? I think you'd prefer that. Really, honestly, I think you would. And then lastly, just take some time to reflect and learn from the experience you've had as you part ways with a client. Instead of jumping around the room excitedly happy that you no longer have to deal with this client any longer and all of this frustration, and you're like, finally, I'm done with this person. Maybe reflect on the entirety of all of the things you've done with them and all of your interactions with them, the good things that have happened, how you've helped them, and maybe identify where the train kind of came off the tracks a little. Could have been something you had done, your team had done. Maybe there was a misunderstanding about what was included in the cost for your services. Maybe there's that dreaded scope creep that we talk about often, where additional things are added to the list without any kind of discussion around calendar or cost. And they just keep adding more and more and more to your plate. And there's a point where you're like, I can't do this for the price that we had agreed on because you keep adding new tasks. Maybe that's part of it. Just sit back, reflect on what went wrong in the relationship and how you can apply these lessons to find better suited clients in the future. As new podcast editors and support people, we're so hungry for our first client. We're practically ready to take anyone. And that happened to me early in my time as a podcast editor. I would take on people who had very tiny budgets with big expectations for what their money could get them. And I was working for nothing, really. I got great experience. They got a steal of a deal compared to everything I see out there in the world of podcast editing. And they were taking advantage of me and I had to make the call. And that's what I had to do in the moment. And it didn't feel good. It really did not feel good to address how much of my time they were taking for the amount of money they were giving me. And they were so curt with me. They didn't really care. And they just moved on to someone else and treated them with the same level of disrespect and didn't honor their time either. So there are people who are going to take those clients and it's not you. So you deserve better. Your time is valuable. You're taking time away from something else to do this. Your kids would love to see you. Your partner would love to see you. You need time for yourself to just be you. This isn't meant to be something that's going to hog up every second of your life. Be selective. Don't be so quick to grab the first person who emails you. Make sure you vet them. You understand at the beginning what your role is, what their responsibilities to you are, and what good looks like. I think that's one thing we don't talk about with our clients enough. What does good look like to you? Because your impression of good might be completely different than theirs. And if you can talk about that at the beginning of your client relationship, that's much better than when you've gone down the path too far and now you're trying to salvage something that's broken. By approaching this breakup with empathy, professionalism, and with a focus on the client's needs, you can maintain your reputation and potentially leave the door open for future collaboration or references or word-of-mouth marketing for your business. And additionally, just learning from the experience can help you identify and attract the right clients that are a better fit for you and for your services. You need to be happy in what you're doing. Otherwise, it's just another job. You can go get a job at a local fast food restaurant and have no stress and go work over there and make probably more money than you are going to make with some of the clients who want your time in your calendar. So if it's all about the money and it's all about having, then just go get another job. Just go get another part-time job and don't worry about podcast editing for money. Do it for fun. Do it for yourself. But if you're looking to have the right clients and grow a business that's going to make you better off and your family better off, then be selective. Invest the time to find the right people to work with. And that's going to make a better relationship for you, for them, a better output, a better product. You're going to show up happy, ready to do the extras if you need to step in and help. But also your podcast client will understand that if I'm going to ask my podcast editor and support person to do more, I need to step up and offer more money to them as well. We're here to work together. We're here to make the best podcast possible. And by us working together, it's going to happen. So again, remember, if somebody has a problem with you, you are part of the problem to some degree. Now, how can you address that part of the problem where you are part of it? How do you fix that? It's going to come through conversation. It's going to come through reflection and understanding how you can serve your clients the best. If you're looking for someone to help you with your podcast, I'd love to help you. And if it's not me, I'd love to point you to someone else who can help you. Reach out at podcasteditingandsupport.com. Let's have great, healthy relationships with our clients, and we'll find them one at a time, build relationships, and grow the podcast industry by supporting it and promoting it with great podcasts. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Visit us at podcasteditingandsupport.com, podcasteditingandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. podcasteditingandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.